From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Andrea Nakano.
I'm Brian Hackney. A month of celebration capped off today with San Francisco's Pride Parade.
Thousands of people and rainbow flags line Market Street this afternoon. Kelsey Thorard was at the parade talking to people about what this day means to them.
Well, it is one of the most joyful days of the year here in San Francisco. Of course, it is the annual Pride Parade, and thousands of people have packed into downtown San Francisco for this parade. We talked to people in the parade as well as spectators about what this event means to them.
With the revving of their engines and the honking of their horns, San Francisco's Pride Parade kicked off in style. Thousands of people from across the Bay Area and beyond flocked to Market Street for the glitter, glamour, and good times.
And it's so fun just seeing everyone so happy and together, people that we never get to see back at home.
One group we met told us they've been coming to the parade every single year since the early 80s.
We were just saying how it used to be very political and about AIDS and rights, but still all about that. It's like, fight back, you know? Our rights can be taken away from us again, and we need to stand up.
But it's not just the older generation using the parade as a platform for progress. We met so many young people along the route taking this as their opportunity to jump in and work towards a brighter future.
I hope that we can just like all be normal about it, and it like doesn't have to be like we can just like normalize it, like straight not being the norm and like binary not being the norm.
But so many people also take the parade as an opportunity to just relax and celebrate pure joy. I even got the chance to share in a little bit of that joy, catching up with my new wife, Heather, as she walked in the parade with Cheer SF.
I know
we finally caught up with the woman that the shirt was made for. It is my brand new wife, Heather. Heather, how is the parade going?
It's amazing. There's so many people. That's right. We are 34 years old.
But you guys are the cheerleaders, so you're the ones pumping up the crowd. Yeah. You've been here since early in the morning, yeah?
We have been raising money for communities, both in the Bay Area.
I know, it is loud. Well, enjoy the rest of the rest. I
love you.
Everyone, old, young, locals, and visitors, took in the festivities with a smile. It's an event that even those who've been coming for decades say lives up to the hype every year.
It's a time to celebrate. And I think this year is nice because there's been some accomplishments and we're all still, we're unified. And I think that's so important.
And that was just a fraction of all the people out here who came out for their own unique reason to celebrate this year's Pride Parade. And of course, the party does not end with this parade. There's events all day into the night. And of course, Pride may be 1 month, the parade may be 1 day, but of course, being proud of yourself is all year.
And nice day for a parade, too. Darren says it is gonna get hot, Mr. Peck.
Boy, did we luck out. Because with everything going on this weekend, it was great that this intense heat wave, which is about to set in, is waiting until tomorrow. And even though tomorrow's numbers look pretty good, by the way, you can pick out your part of the bay here. We do have triple-digit heat coming back tomorrow. Take a look at the inland parts of Contra Costa County. You're going up to 100. Places like Concord, Antioch. But what I want to do is focus on that part of the bay for just one moment. And what we're going to do is switch the numbers. Because tomorrow you notice the heat has turned on. But the excessive heat warning doesn't go into effect until Tuesday, and that's staying in place till Friday. Those 4 days are much worse than this. So I'm going to switch out tomorrow's daytime highs, and now we're going to put in Tuesday's daytime highs. And now you've quickly gone up to 111 in Concord. Look at that number out there. Look at the number down here for the Tri-Valley, 106. Let's get the Santa Clara Valley in here. We'll do this again coming up in the complete first alert forecast. We'll get your numbers in, and we'll talk just about the excessive heat warning and what you need to know about the duration of this one. That could be the biggest concern on it. I'll see you in a few minutes, guys. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Darren. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, attended a Pride event this morning, doing some damage control after Thursday's presidential debate. It's been 3 days since the debate, and prominent Democrats are campaigning for President Biden.
And Don Lynn was there as they made their pitch for voters to stick with Biden.
In front of roughly 600 Democrats, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi admits there's no way to sugarcoat it. Joe Biden had a bad debate on Thursday night. Some say the 81-year-old sounded like he belongs in a retirement home, not another 4 years in the White House.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
We're at a difficult time. The other day was not a plus for us. We have to be honest about that. But on the other hand, what we saw on one side of the screen, if you see a split screen, is integrity, concern for people, answers to questions. What we saw on the other side was dishonesty, misrepresentation, and no concern for people.
Pelosi and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, husband of Kamala Harris, headlined the Alice B. Toklas LGBTQ Democratic Club breakfast on Sunday morning.
We are going to win this election because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Donald Trump is still unfit to ever return to the White House.
Both Pelosi and Emhoff try to pull the fractured party back together. They were speaking to skeptical Democrats like Alia Chesty, who questioned Biden's ability.
I am definitely concerned because, right, like behind a candidate, it's like the charisma, right? Like the energy you bring.
Chesty is a young Democrat and a trustee at City College of San Francisco. She and others question if Biden can win in swing states.
I do wish we had more options, but these are the cards that we're dealt with.
We've got to make this race more exciting for some people because people are sitting out thinking both are losers.
Some Democrats say if Biden is willing to step aside, they would like to see a younger party nominee like Gavin Newsom.
I think there definitely needs to be an age limit to the presidency.
They believe a younger candidate would energize the undecided voters in swing states and give their party a better chance to stay in the White House.
I'm a little panicky right now. We might need a plan B.
Instead of focusing on Biden, Pelosi and Emhoff reminded people Trump nominated conservative justices who overturned Roe v. Wade.
They're trying to divide us. They're trying to put us all in our corners so we're at each other. Don't let them do it. Don't let them divide us.
Some Democrats agree, saying they support Biden 100%.
I'm not concerned.
This is not a beauty contest. This is about substance, and Joe Biden is a substantive man.
And that's something Chesty hopes undecided voters can agree with.
My hope is for the people in those swing states that they remember how Trump was.
The November election is about 4 months away. Democrats hope voters will forget about Biden's poor performance by then, but some wonder if he should move forward with that second and final debate in September.
Several new laws go into effect tomorrow, including one meant to protect people on a night out.
Bars and nightclubs across California will be required to have testing kits for date rape drugs. The new law officially goes into effect tomorrow. The idea is to have testing strips available either to customers who want to test their drink. The law applies to the roughly 2,400 businesses that only sell alcohol in California. In addition to testing kits, they're also required to post signage notifying patrons of the kits.
You definitely hear about it, and I think it's good that, you know, there's a law, like at least safety for patrons is the name of the game.
I feel like it is necessary for bars to have it because of those suspicions, and if hopefully no one ever does get drugged with drinks, but if they do and they don't know what the feeling is and they are confused, at least they know they can find out what's going on.
This is the first law like this enacted anywhere in the country.
Chicano Batman took the stage at Stern Grove today. The concert series returned for its second week, and fans agreed that they make their own kind of music.
Honestly, over the years, I've come to the conclusion that Chicano Batman is a genre. There's no rules. It's limitless, you know. We just like to morph into wherever our spirit takes us musically, and it is what it is, every album, and, you know, we're proud of it.
And that's it for us at 5. We'll see you back here at 6 for an hour of news.
Local news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.